thought it was over. You thought we were done.
Nope.
We still have questions.
I still have questions. We have predictions. We have the Eagles invading Disney. We have lots of questions on both sides. This is the post-Super Bowl hangover edition.
Yep. This is the post-Super Bowl BS Big Show, the season 16 finale on 5&1 Studios. My name is Chico Alexander. Thanks for being a part of our week and allowing our week to be a part of you with my trusty Ultraman Ace Funko Pop and my bald brother from a Brooklyn mother, Mr. Jason Block.
Yes. Yes. And I'm still stunned by what happened, but we will get to that. But of course, we cannot do it without our man from the North Coast, Ian McQuinn. One more time, how are you?
Well, I'm just doing all right. Greetings from the North Coast. Good evening, everyone. And well, it's been quite a season, and now we're ready to transition tonight from season 16 to season 17. And I can make a prediction for next season. Paul Allen's not going to be calling the Super Bowl 60 for the NFC champions.
No, well, no, it is not. But we will talk about this. But let's get right to it. Let's recap exactly what happened. In New Orleans on this past Sunday, the Philadelphia Eagles really just absolutely destroyed the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. The 22 points was in garbage time late. Patrick Mahomes was absolutely fucking dreadful. 21-32, 257. I'm not going there with that. You may.
I'm totally going there.
Okay. Well, that's a hot take, McGee, for you.
Well, here's the thing, though. You see how close the Chiefs' wins were. You see how close they were. They had to work for every one of their wins. Nothing came easy. They were one or two bad steps away from it all just going absolutely perfect.
Hits up.
Yeah.
You remember we were, and VRM was saying, when was their luck going to run out? When was their luck going to run out? Boy, did it run out. I mean, okay. The leading receiver rusher was Patrick Mahomes. Outside of that, the Philadelphia defense, try this on for size. The Philadelphia defense held Kansas City to 7 carries for 24 yards rushing.
No, it was 11 carries.
Outside of Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, outside of Patrick Mahomes. My bad. So, yeah. 7 carries for 24 yards.
That's insane. Okay.
That is wild.
Okay. We need one last laser, please.
Laser time, boys!
Well, let go there.
Yes. Xavier Worthy was out. Remember I was saying they would have to find somebody to focus on? Yeah. 8 catches, 8 of 8 for 157, 2 touches, including a 50-yard bomb, which was great. D-Hop had the other touchdown, but oof. Ooh, with everyone else ugly. It was terrible. There was also a pick 6. Well, let's go to the Eagles. Okay,
yeah,
Eagles.
The Eagles were putting on a clinic. It started out with, bring up the play-by-play real quick. Didn't start out with a score, but hey, then the third drive of the game ended with a tush-push for Jalen Hurts to make it 7-0, set the tone, as it were. And from then on, he put together a 17 of 22, 221, 2 touches, 1 pick, 2 sacks. That tush-push, and among other things, gave him the leading rusher nod with 11 carries for 72 yards and a touch, his own damn self. And, you know, I think Jason Kelce put it best. A corner dog is a hungry dog, and a hungry dog is going to eat. Jalen Hurts ate up some turf that time.
Jalen Hurts did not win this game. The Philadelphia defense did. And I'm going to say this, and I may get a lot of flack for this, but this performance absolutely showed me nothing. Jalen Hurts is still a mid quarterback with a Super Bowl ring. There's a lot of them out there. Okay. I think Jalen Hurts is overrated. I think that he does not deserve any of the respect he's getting. The defense should be getting absolutely all the respect.
Interesting you bring up the defense, because also setting the tone that first half with Patrick Mahomes throwing a pick six to Cooper DeJean, making him only the second person to throw a touchdown in a Super Bowl in a championship game on his birthday.
Right.
So, you want to talk about putting in the work? He put in work. But, you know, let's not discount Devontae Smith with his 69 yards.
Nice.
And A.J. Brown with his 43. And a touchdown for each of them. Yeah, you notice who we didn't mention? Saquon Barkley, because everybody was all over him.
But you know what happened? Everybody was all over him, but they didn't focus on anything else. And that was the problem. They said, oh, we'll hold Barkley to 57 yards. Where was everybody else, and where was everybody, you know what I'm saying? Where was everybody?
Like, we'll hold Saquon Barkley to 57 yards rushing. Hey, who's that guy? Oh my God, it's Kenneth Gainwell. How come nobody saw him coming? Was it in the film, boss?
Gainwell only ran for 10 yards. We're not talking about that. Yeah. The fact is that, again, the Kansas City had no answer for the Philadelphia. Well, first of all, number one, Kansas City played the worst game we have seen in the Patrick Mahomes era. Really? This was absolute shite.
It was garbage. It was absolute garbage.
Now, who do you want to talk about first? The Chiefs or the Eagles?
You know what? Let's talk about the Chiefs, because... Oh,
okay. Now, here's the interesting question. And I will ask you, Ian, first. What does this do for Mahomes' legacy? What does this do for Mahomes' legacy? I have a second follow-up there, please.
It's probably just going to be a blip on the radar.
Okay. Chico, what do you think?
Pretty daggone big blip, but yeah,
because here's the interesting thing. If the Kansas City Chiefs win the game, Mahomes is in the discussion as being one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, right?
He is right. An elite company, is what we like to say.
Right, and the Chiefs become the first team ever to three-peat, right? Now, Mahomes is what, 3-2 in Super Bowls right now?
Correct.
3-2? Okay.
He's 3-2 in Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm. I think this tarnishes his legacy a little bit. He got smacked around, you know?
You know what? Even Tom Brady lost the Super Bowl.
He lost two of them.
Two Super Bowls. To the same guy.
to us, the guy who should have been in the fucking Hall of Fame last week. Sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Hold on.
And the business. We call this foreshadowing.
We need to talk about those awards, because we did not talk about them, did we?
No.
Okay. So, to me, Mahomes, they've got work to do. Because let's go. Because now, here is the foreshadowing part. The AFC in the NFL. Okay? So, here are the... I want to tell you if you think the future is going to be good or bad next year. Okay? Let's start with the AFC East. Buffalo Bills, yes. They're going to be in the title picture.
They're going to be in the mix, yes.
Yeah.
Dolphins? Not sure.
Still 50-50 at best.
Patriots? Rebuilding. Oh,
they're still rebuilding.
And the Jets, dumpster fire.
Especially given that they're going to be on the lookout for a new quarterback.
Okay.
They just don't know yet.
Okay. And then Ravens, again, you have Lamar, you have Derrick Henry, if he stays there. Because wasn't Henry on a one-year deal or not? Let me look.
Four track?
Mm-hmm.
Spot track.
Well, he signed a 2-year deal. And yeah. Is he going to be with them next year? Yes, next year. Uh-huh.
Next year is year two.
Right.
Yeah.
So they will be in the hunt, okay?
Yes.
Bengals should have been in the hunt this year.
It's a classic case of good quarterback, crap team.
Right. Cleveland?
Crap quarterback, right. Crap team.
Right.
Not so much. Not so fun times.
And then, of course, Pittsburgh. Let's see who they have as their quarterback next year.
They can get to the playoffs or at least get a winning record, but they pretty much fizzle out when the winter comes.
Mm-hmm. Then, of course, in the AFC South, you have the Texans. Let's see what they do.
They're going to return to the playoffs, I think, Texans. The Colts, depends on how healthy AR5 is going to be.
That's right. And then, of course, the Titans and the Titans and the Jaguars, they both suck. They're terrible. I don't see them winning more than 6 games next year. But I think the conference to look at next is the AFC West. Broncos, Chiefs, Raiders and Chargers. 3 of the 4 teams could make the playoffs next year. Again. Mm. Possibly all 4 if the Raiders have a get right year.
It's the Raiders you're talking about, though. I mean, what's...
I know. Hope springs eternal. Hope springs eternal. Now, I ask you right now, before we talk about this, before we go into the NFC, are the Eagles your favorite in the NFC coming next year? They're not mine. They're not mine.
I'm trying to envision another NFC team to come and usurp the Eagles.
It's Lions? Real,
I
Lions?
Know the, yeah, oh, yeah, definitely the Lions.
Lions, Commanders, because here we go.
Commanders, if Jaden Daniels gets hot at the right time again, because remember, he got pretty hot, and then it was like all systems go. He can only go up from here, because...
They can return to the NFC Championship game again, that's true.
Good.
I mean, look, Cowboys, no.
Absolutely not.
Giants, no.
Not even close.
No. Eagles and Commanders, there's your two teams in that division, okay?
Yeah.
The North, Lions,
definitely
Vikings,
the mix
for sure.
Vikings, depending on who's the quarterback, right?
That's okay. Right.
Packers, yes.
Oh, yeah.
What about the Bears and the new and Johnson?
Ben Johnson.
Oh gosh. I'm being generous when I say it's mid.
Yeah.
I'm being generous.
Yeah, they got some work to be done.
Caleb Williams, you know, build the team around Caleb Williams, and you may have something.
Maybe. Then, of course, the NFC South. Are we really looking up? It's got to be the Buccaneers and everybody else, right?
Yeah, it's the Buccaneers and everybody else. But hold on, New Orleans has hired Kellen Moore as their coach.
Not the worst job they could have done.
Nope. Question is, where does he go from here? Because the Saints the Saints are creeping back into eighth territory. Is he gonna get that right year?
I don't know.
You know Carolina's gonna have a get right year because later on last season, they figured everything out. How? I still don't know. But they managed to figure everything out.
The NFC West is a fucking crapshoot, too.
Yes.
I mean, again, we don't know who's going to be with the Rams. Cooper Kupp is gone, eventually. 49ers Debo Samuel wants out.
He does.
Seahawks. But, again, it is all a crapshoot until the draft, really.
Yeah. I think that's where you're gonna find half of your equation in that draft. And remember, the Titans are first, so who's the sexy pick for quarterback again?
Kadore Sanders.
All right, who's the good pick?
Well, this is mock draft version one, okay, from today. They say the Titans will take Cam Ward. The Browns will take Abdul Carter. The Giants will take Shedeur Sanders.
Oh.
And New England will take Travis Hunter. I don't know.
I don't know about that Travis Hunter pick. I mean, Drake May couldn't have been that bad for the Patriots, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
By the way, Vic Fangio, according to The Athletic, according to Zach Rosenblatt, remember, Dolphins players ran Vic Fangio out of town because he coached them too hard. Yep.
But
the Panthers are going to pick eighth, and they say they're going to get a guy by the name of Tetaroa McMillan out of Arizona, who's a wide receiver.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? Give Xavier Leggetti and Adam Thielen a little bit of help, but the answer is in. And I feel like I'm repeating myself because I see this every year at this time. The answer is in the O-line. Get teeny tiny Bryce Young some big time protection.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, for me, now, the way I see this, well, I have to ask. Remember, this was the year of the running back, right? Okay.
Indeed,
this was the year of the running back. Is it going to be another year of the running back, do you think?
Unless somebody comes in and finds a way to stop the running back, then yes, it is going to be year of the running back. Derrick Henry still has some left in the tank, and he ain't the only one. So let's see how they solve. How do you solve a problem like the running back?
I don't know. Now, here's another interesting question. Everybody is saying that the tush push is going to be banned for next year. Do you agree with that?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, there's really no reason why you would have to ban that. I mean, it's just it's a classic play, the quarterback sneak. It's just a matter of how do you beat it.
Exactly. You get bigger people with bigger, you know, you get a wall, you make a wall.
You get bigger tushes to push. No.
Pretty much. Didn't we miss anything?
We talked about the Saints' new hire. We talked about...
Well, we talked on Sunday, Aaron Rodgers, of course.
Yep. We briefly glossed over the Jenny Hallis
passing away. Yes, we talked about
Jenny Hallis and Cassidy.
Oh, and we also talked about Jalen Hurts doing the Disney commercial and all the Eagles fans flying to Florida or driving to Florida.
Yep. Did you notice that I slapped that at the end of the live cast?
You did? Oh, cool. Okay. I like I said, I was just stunned by the whole thing. But okay, couple of other questions. Does Travis Kelce retire?
Oh no. I think he has one more year left. I mean, if he was gonna retire right off into the sunset, do another season of Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity, settle down with Taylor Swift, whatever, what have you, I think we would have heard something by now. But as it is, I think he's gonna, of course, spend his off season doing Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity. I wish. But, yeah, I think he's got, like, at least one more year in him.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else?
It seems that he's in the twilight of his career and the way he hasn't been playing like the Travis Kelce of previous seasons, so... Probably has
35
year left in him.
He's 35 and has been playing for 12 years now.
Yeah, so basically he's in the twilight of his career.
Staying with the Chiefs, what about Andy Reid? Because maybe he wants to call it a career. I don't know. Does he want to call it a career?
Would you want to go out on a loss?
No. So that being said, I don't think Travis Kelce is going anywhere anytime soon. Because you don't want to go out on a loss like that. Especially a loss like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's going to be a lot of body staying put in Kansas City.
So let's look about, okay, and now let me do something for you. Let's talk about cap space on the NFL, okay? The salary cap space, okay, let's see. Here we are, over the cap, okay?
Right.
By the way, one of the best. Oh, wow, okay. So, okay, the effective cap, oh, wow, check this out. I'm going to put this in the chat here for you.
Please do.
Once I do that, I can do that without, certain teams have a boatload of cap space. Others do not.
Okay, so right now we're talking about the base salary cap league wide is $272,500,000.
Right.
Patriots have the lion's share with $119 million and change. I know numbers. Anyway, if you're talking about dead money leader, the Saints are a little bit over.
Saints are at negative 50, almost 60 million negative cap space.
Yeah.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 teams that are negative in the cap space right now. Right?
Right.
And the Browns are one of them for obvious reasons.
Yes.
Groper. Yeah. Deshaun Diddy Combs.
Deshaun Weinstein.
Deshaun Cosby. He got a million of them.
There will be lots of cuts and trades as April rolls around.
Yes.
Okay. But, so I heard that Tom Brady has basically gotten ripped for his not very good Super Bowl coverage. Next year is going to be who? NBC? So it's going to be...
So it's going to be Mike Tirico, Chris Collinsworth. Mike Tirico is going to have a busy 2026. He's got the NBA. He's got the Super Bowl. He's got the Winter Games
In Milan and Cortina. Cortina d'Ampezzo. Yeah.
He's going to be busy.
Yes, indeed.
But back to this year. Okay. Three people who were embarrassed by their performance. Well, three groups of people who were embarrassed by their performance on Sunday. The Kansas City Chiefs, Tom Brady, and Drake.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, that score bug still sucks.
And they still suck!
Yeah. Oh. How I miss the days where Fox had those ovoid buttons with the team logos, some of them in kind of unusual color schemes, same colors but in different places that you would expect, like for instance the Raiders logo in silver on black and the Steelers logo in black, just the three stars and no circle, no words, and the Lions logo in silver on Honolulu blue, just to name a few.
But we did forget to talk about something, because the NFL honors were awarded Thursday, because we didn't talk about it, did we? I don't believe we did.
No, we did not, and I have the list of the NFL honors right here.
Oh, by the way, Snoop was very good as the host.
Come on, he's Snoop Dogg.
Sizzle.
So,
Ian, never say that again.
Got that out of the way, so.
Yeah, okay.
Thankfully, it's out of my system.
That's okay, so here we go.
Ow! Okay, so, the NFL honors. Who won the league's biggest awards? MVP was Josh Allen for the Buffalo Bills. Offensive Player of the Year.
Hold on. Hit the buzzer on that.
I got to switch boards. Hold on.
Okay. Okay. Here's, and I have the voting on this, okay? So I have this here. This is from USA Today. Okay.
Right.
And I just have to pull this up because. Josh Allen had 27 first place votes, 22 second place votes, one third, and no third, fourth, or fifth. Right. Lamar was second by only 21 points, 23 first place votes. 26 seconds, 0-1-0. Saquon was third. No first place vote. Zero. 1 second place vote and 25 third place, 19 fourth place. And okay, what are you guys smoking?
The
really?
AP does not. The AP will get their panties in a wad if a quarterback is not MVP. I don't know.
Should have been Saquon. I gave you my case. Saquon, I mean, without Josh Allen, yes, the Buffalo Bills are mid. But they actually have a decent quarterback, Trubisky. I mean, somewhat decent anyway.
Tar Heel in the house.
Without Saquon Barkley, the Eagles would not have won the Super Bowl. And he's got a ring, and I'm not happy about it. He should have been the MVP. But that's
He's going to have to settle for Offensive Player of the Year.
Okay. Fine.
Yes, and I had Saquon as both my NFC MVP and NFC Offensive Player. So very well deserving for the Offensive Player. And I had Josh Allen as my AFC MVP, by the way.
Mm-hmm. But your excuse me.
Wait.
Okay.
We haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay.
All right.
Different order, that's why.
Defensive player of the year is Patrick Surtain II from the Denver Broncos.
We called
that one. Offensive rookie of the year, Jaden Daniels for the Washington Commanders. We called that one. Defensive rookie of the year, Jared Universe for the Rams. We called that one. Comeback player of the year, Joe Burrow for the Bengals. I'll buy that. Now, coach of the year, the notorious KOC.
KOC, Kevin O'Connell.
The Walter Payton Man of the Year, Eric Armstead from the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Mm.
Duval.
If you got it.
And
or at least if the coach says it, Duval. You know.
The new coach. Well, who's the new coach? Because that's
the guy who was supposed to stay with
Liam Cohen.
I remember because as soon as they fired Balky, he's like, yo, is that job opening still open?
Mm-hmm.
So, and the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2025, Eric Allen, Jared Allen, Antonio Gates, Sterling Sharp.
All deserving. I agree. Where's Eli?
Only one who beat the GOAT, man. What's up? Come on.
Not
come on.
Okay, good. But,
one away, waiting for a response and getting nothing.
Yeah, oh, and by the way, speaking of that, do you know the person who did not vote Ichiro in is not releasing their ballot?
Chicken shit! Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, did that come out loud?
It did.
Figured he would. Anyway, those were the honors. Other winners include, according to my spreadsheet here, the FedEx Air and Ground Player of the Year, Josh Allen and Ja'Marr Chase. The Salute to Service Award to George Kittle. The Art Rooney Sportsmanship Award to Josh Allen. The Deacon Jones Sack Leader Award to Trey Hendrickson. And the Next Gen Stats Moment of the Year to Jaden Daniels.
The Hail Maryland play. That pretty much brought the Commanders' season in the right direction and the Bears' season in the wrong direction.
Indeed. So now that we've covered all there is to cover for the 2024-25 NFL season, it's time to look into our crystal ball for what ESPN is calling their way too early NFL power rankings.
Oh, good God. Really?
Content is king, my friends. What can I say?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Where was this?
It's at ESPN.com. NFL.com does not have a too early power ranking.
Oh, the early 2025. Okay. Here we go. All right. So.
Also, what they need. Also listed is what they need to do in the offseason.
Okay. Okay. Tennessee Titans are at 32. Find a QB. Well, duh. Okay. 31. Our Giants. Get a QB. Well, duh. 30. Cleveland Browns. Quarterback or bust. 29. Jets. Who replaces Rodgers? 28. Hitting reset again. The Raiders. 27. Are the Saints a big turnover? Okay. 26, Jacksonville Jaguars, all about Trevor. Really? Okay.
Is it though?
What?
Is it though?
Yeah. The Panthers, stable but needy? Boy, that sounds like me.
That sounds like me.
Yeah, stable but needy. Yeah, okay. Patriots, Vrabel's verified vision. Okay. You can't put that on TV. You know that joke, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 23. Change in philosophy? Indianapolis Colts. 22. The Bears. Build the O-line. Okay. Arizona Cardinals. Plug the holes. 20. The Dolphins. Change the culture? Okay.
Uh-huh.
19. The Falcons. Fix the defense. 18, the Cowboys, all about Jerry. Well,
if VRF was here, he'd hit the button that says, this right here is bullshit.
Yeah, but Rainbow and Spike works as well.
Oh, totally.
Right. Pittsburgh Steelers pick a quarterback. Well, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, number 16, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They have to improve the defense.
They weren't a bad team. They weren't terrible. Okay.
15, the Seattle Seahawks. Whom to pay? Because, they have to figure out who's making their money here. Number 14, the Denver Broncos. Learn your lesson. Hopefully they build a team around Bo Nix because
they can be dangerous.
There is some meat in this chicken sandwich here.
Mm-hmm.
13. The San Francisco 49ers. Brock Purdy's payday.
Brock Purdy.
Number 12, the Los Angeles Rams. Quick clarity needed. Now that Cooper Kupp has packed up his ball and gone home, who does Matthew Stafford go to? Number 11, the Houston Texans. Elevating CJ Stroud. Number 10, the Minnesota Vikings. Sign free agents. Just all of them. Just absolutely all of them. Don't even worry about the draft. Just work on the free agents. Number 9. The Cincinnati Bengals. Big contract extensions? Jamar Chase. Trey Hendrickson. T. Higgins. Joe Burrow.
Burrow's got a contract, doesn't he?
I want to say he does. Now he just has to get get everyone else on the same page. Number 8, the Los Angeles Chargers. Help Justin Herbert.
Yes. Indeed. That's right. Okay.
Number 7. The Green Bay Packers improve from within. 6. The Washington Commanders keep on building.
Yep. And try it. Look at how deep the Commanders. They've got $80 million in cap space and 7 draft picks.
Build a team around Jaden Daniels. Get it done, Washington. Number 5, the Baltimore Ravens. Offensive line again. You need to get people, young, strong, strapping men, to guard Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, the Philadelphia Eagles continue hitting bullseye.
The Eagles are at 4? Wow.
Yeah.
I'm stunned. That's just...
And Screamin' A picks them to win the Super Bowl next year, so all I can say is congratulations to the Detroit Lions.
Who, by the way, are at number 3?
Yes, their offseason adjust and improve.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, the Buffalo Bills. Add a difference maker. And the number 1 team in the way too early 2025 power ranking, the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's crazy.
I don't this.
What?
I don't like this one bit.
Kansas City is not even number 1. If I were going to rank teams right now off the power rankings just after the Super Bowl, it would be Philadelphia 1 because they are the champs. Okay. Okay. You know, the old Ric Flair saying, to be the man, you got to beat the man, right?
Woo!
Indeed. Number 2, it isn't the Chiefs. I put the Chiefs in like 5th or 6th because you got teams like Buffalo, Baltimore, Detroit are ahead of them, in my opinion. They got smacked. They got smacked bad. Okay? They didn't just lose. They lost big. The old Mike Tyson saying, right?
Yep.
No one has a plan.
Everybody's right. Got a plan until you get punched in the mouth. Yep. And you know what, Jay? You are absolutely right. Although my top, okay, the Eagles definitely at the top. Then I got the Bills. Then I've got the Lions and the Ravens. And rounding out the top 5 is the Kansas City Chiefs, I think.
That's about where I would put them. The Chiefs are like 5th or 6th. They just are.
You can trade the... You can flip-flop the Chiefs and the Commanders for 5-6.
Exactly.
That's how close it is.
Right, because right now... See, here's the thing, right? The Chiefs have just ended one of the best runs of the last, you know, decade, okay? Well, at least of the 20s, right? Okay?
Uh-huh.
I don't think that Patrick Mahomes has ever had a loss as bad as this, ever in his career.
Yeah. He's gonna take the last weekend. He's going to go back and learn from it, come back and finish the job next season.
All right.
We'll see how it goes.
And by the way, the 3 words to describe the offseason, draft must count.
Right.
Yes.
They have 4 picks in the first 3 rounds, but here, what just to me, the big lesson is that winning once isn't, you know, impossible. Not many teams have done it. Winning twice in a row is insane. 3 times in a row never happened yet. And look, Was the run impressive? The 22 to 24 Chiefs? Yeah, 40-11. Pretty damn good. Okay. But again, they have to learn from this we will see what's going on. It's just right now everything is in flux until our next show, as we sort of head into plugs, if that's okay, Chico.
Quite okay.
Okay. Because our next show will be the NFL draft special. Yep. Unless there's major news that comes before.
Yeah, the tentative plan is to kick off season 17 of the BS Big Show with the NFL draft live from Green Bay. No, not us. We can't afford to go to Green Bay, but we do have cable, so we'll be watching from that. So, yeah, stick around for that, because this season may be ending, but the BS never dies.
It never dies indeed. And I believe now we can, after we stop the button here, you can change it to season 17.
I totally can.
Of course. But we have some last minute plugs to talk about, of course. Ian, you have your final Pigskin post up?
It was published today. My final Pigskin post went over the Super Bowl. It went over the NFL honors, and it recapped the want ads for the NFL and college and high school. Not much going on the Ohio high school front from the west side of Cleveland, but there was plenty of action in college, and the NFL is pretty much complete. Before it became official, I did acknowledge that the Saints were on the verge of hiring Kellen Moore as their new head coach, so that takes care of that. And now the Pigskin posts go into off-season mode, where I only publish them intermittently, like at key moments like the draft and the schedule reveal and anything else that may come about with players changing addresses. When enough have done that, I'll be posting in periodically during the off season before the regular Tuesday and Thursday schedule resumes in earnest for the 2025 season. That will come, of course, in August.
Because if I want to know where Deontay Johnson's going to be next season, it's good. I'm talking to Ian McClendon. I know exactly where he's going to be next season. He's going to be working stock at the GameStop.
Yeah, see. Yes, indeed. And, well, I guess that's pretty much it for me. I said a lot of things that I had said. Chico, once again, I enjoyed working with you this season.
Always a pleasure, Ian.
And Jay, thank you for bringing your professionalism and your patience to the table and keeping things running as smoothly as possible. And I've decided, well, you know what?
Everybody put your helmets on!
It worked well last time, and what the hell? I'll do it again. So it's time to mute everybody, because it's everybody mute, and because it's time for a reprise, in case you missed it last time, a reprise of the big finish.
Moment of silence. Moment of silence. Next.
Oh, my God. happy. She's happy.
That pretty much sums it up, wouldn't you think? And I got one
still
more, soundbite to play, and the traditional ending of the transmission sound, which I will do after Chico gives me the okay to do so after he says the final words of the season. Got that, Chico?
I mean, I'll try my best.
Give me a cue, like push the button, Ian, or something like that.
I got you.
All right, but
I got you, my brother.
As for me and my voice, this is the King of the North Coast. I'll be looking forward to working with you again for season 17, which will be my 13th season. Good luck, Ian. You're really going to need it. But right now, I have nothing left to say except until next year, my friends.
Okay, bye.
All right, Jason, what's going on in the NAWC?
The NAWC, we had a debut tonight on NXT as we record this. The former AEW star Ricky Starks is now in NXT. The Revolution will be televised. We have an NXT pay-per-view on this Saturday called Vengeance Day. We're also heading 2 weeks later to Montreal for Cena's last appearance in the Elimination Chamber. And everything is leading towards that. We'll talk about all of that as we head towards there. But you and I will be talking Tournament of Champions. We may have a winner, depending tomorrow night, potentially. Okay.
Maybe, possibly. I know we'll also have Drag Race, Deal or No Deal Island, Price is Right is back, and we review Extracted, the new show on Fox that takes elements of Survivor, elements of The Moment of Truth, a giant red button. You like the button? It's a big
button. Yeah, I love the button. We will definitely be talking about that. But, oh, and by the way, we're also talking about the... And, of course, the people who were invited to the Jeopardy Invitational Tournament and the people who were not invited to the Jeopardy Invitational Tournament.
All I'm saying is Sony has my number!
Sony has mine, too. Okay?
Okay. So there's that. Over on It Was a Thing on TV, we begin our month-long celebration of Black History Month with Ron Glass and Damon Wilson taking the roles made famous by Tony Randall and Jack Klugman. That's right. It is the new odd couple.
And how many seasons did that last, by the way?
Exactly one.
Okay. Do you always pick one season shows or not often?
Usually it's like one to two. We'll get the occasional third season wonder if the mood suits us, but yeah. It's in the byline. The bad, the short lids, the forgotten, and the forgettable. And it was a thing on TV.com. Please visit us. Anywho, I think we're gonna go ahead and call that a season. The Chiefs were playing for history. The Eagles were playing for destiny. All in all, everybody was giving it their best. And then when that didn't work, they gave it some more. Or if you like the Carolina Panthers, they unplugged it and plugged it back in and it worked fine, just fine. But all in all, another successful campaign in the books for the National Football League as we look forward to the 106th campaign of the league and the road to Santa Clara. Join us every step of the way from draft day to Super Bowl Sunday in 2026. For Jason Block, for Ian McClendon, for everybody at 5-1 Studios, my name is Chico Alexander. Our time is up. We thank you for yours. And until next season, for the last time. Say goodnight, Jay.
Good night, Jay.
Good night, everybody. Enjoy the off season. Ian and the transmission, they've had enough.
Willie, would you like to do the honors?
Bye-bye.